Thank you for calling XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Chris at Home Depot 3007.
Yes, Kristen, how can I assist?
I had a PO number.
Okay.
0740-9795.
Okay, one moment. Okay, can you verify the customer's name and address?
Cheryl Peraza. Let me see what the address is. It's 12461 West Watson, St. Louis, Missouri, 63127.
Okay, and I am showing that the measure was uploaded?
Yeah, but these notes on it do not make any sense to me. Does not seem from the notes that this model number will fit.
Okay, so this home was... Give me just a moment. I'm just pulling up the external measure.
Okay.
Basically, the unit is too small to go in there as it stands, and it's one thing to make cuts, but quite another to make a space smaller to fit a smaller unit.
Okay, but he just said this model unit will fit.
Okay.
That's what the notes say.
All right, so the dimensions of the microwave, the cutout there, it's 41 1/4 inches in height, 25 5/8 inches in width, and then 27 7/8 inches in depth. Do you happen to know the model measurements themselves, like the unit measurements?
No, so the depth is different than, I don't know.
The depth is how far in it goes, and then the width is how wide it is, and the height is how tall it is.
Yeah, I've got the dimensions here.
So what are the dimensions for that particular unit?
You want the cutout?
No, I've got the cutout dimensions. We're trying to figure out how that compares to the actual size of the unit that this was measured for when he's talking
right,
about the inside needs to be smaller.
On the unit, it's showing cutout height 41.125.
Okay.
Cutout depth from front to back is 23.5.
Okay.
Cut out from left to right width is 25.
Okay, so there's not much space to fill in. That cutout is slightly larger. So what I can do is I can get this over to the service provider and ask them to expand on what they mean there. If they mean that they can't, that they're not able to do the custom labor that would, you know, basically make that unit fit. Snugly.
Yeah, because there was no custom labor on this.
That typically means that they don't perform that type of work. But again,
our old service provider did.
I can't guarantee that that's the case. I'm just saying that's what that typically means. Bear with me just a moment. I do need to get this over to the service provider and ask him to expand on this. He'll just give me a moment to get that email together.
And then I guess if they need a trim kit, they should have it on site. I don't know.
That, honestly, I don't know, because I know I've seen an OTR with a trim kit. I don't know about trim kits for built-in ovens.
He said if there's any gaps, it's up to Home Depot to call customer to take care of it. I don't know what that means.
Right, that's pretty broad there. So, I mean, there might be slight gaps that will fit in the hole, but I'm assuming that they don't build up the platform and stuff like that, or just because the gaps are so tiny, I don't know how they would seal that up. It's one thing when you need an inch, you can easily put in an inch platform, but this is like units of an inch here.
Right.
Me just a moment. I'm just got to pull a lot of information off of this. And I'm just going to pull all that text from the measure. So it says for, maybe he meant to type will not fit. I don't know. We definitely need some confirmation.
Well, yeah, that would make more sense to me.
Yeah. Typos do happen, but when the fact that he's saying please send model info for XPO for a rebid.
That's for the dishwasher, but
okay.
We're not gonna do the dishwasher.
Okay. Give me just a moment. So much of this is just copy paste. And I'll also include our corporate home office to ensure this is followed up on quickly. How's the weather up there?
Oh, it's beautiful today.
I lived up there for 6 years. I very much miss it because it's already hot in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My son lives down in Dallas. They can get pretty hot.
Oh, I don't want to think about living in Texas. That sounds awful right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I loved St. Louis, though. I liked how there was so much cool stuff to do that didn't cost a dime. And hopefully bring my kids up there one day to visit.
We take it for granted because we live here.
Right. And then you move from somewhere else and you're just like, this is amazing, you know. And they're like, what is she so excited about? I've never seen a polar bear and penguins and for free. Like, what?
Right.
Yeah. That's just not like how it is down here. We have otters and you have to pay to get in. Okay. And clarification on measure. Okay, if there are any guests. And I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Chris with a CH.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. HD rep Chris called after the measure was uploaded due to needing some clarification. Okay, and then. We don't need that whole, it needs to be smaller on the inside. That's weird, no model selected for dishwasher, but it will fit as well. I don't understand that. Okay, it needs to be smaller on the inside. So, in reference to the notes on the measure. Where
yeah, I just referenced in the wall oven measure notes.
Yes. I'm cutting out everything from those notes after it needs to be smaller on the inside. Is unsure what is meant by if there are any gaps. It's, I'm going to write it correctly. There we go. It's up to Home Depot. To call customer to take care of it. It's unclear how this would be taken care of. And what exactly would need to happen.
They can do it.
Are the SPs able to fill those gaps? I mean, because I know there's some EPA restrictions for houses built prior to 1977 and prior, but there shouldn't be anything wrong if this house was built in 1989. But we can't do modifications until the whole company is licensed with the EPA to do those modifications, like cuts and stuff that would disturb the paint. But again, this house, the age of this house does not fall into that category. So that's the only thing I could normally think of is why they wouldn't do it. It's unclear as to how this would be taken care of and what exactly would need to happen. Please advise so that I can update the store. ASAP, so they know what that, I almost said what the heck, so they know what to tell this customer. All right, so I've got this sent over to the service provider, but I've also included Last Mile Depot to ensure that they follow up on it as well. I wouldn't expect any answer back on this until at least this evening or tomorrow after the runs are finished for the day.
Okay.
But do you want me to have them send any correspondence to the COS email or the appliances email?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
That's me.
All right. Okay, just a moment. So please send any information you can to clear this up to COS_3007. At HomeDepot.com. All right, so I've got this sent over to both Last Mile Depot and Best Yet, was the service provider, as well as it directly in the notes on this order.
Okay.
And then I do work tomorrow, so any of my colleagues that see this can update you, but if I see that it's been updated and nobody's indicated that they reached out to you, I will go ahead and reach out with any information that I have. I can't send it directly to your email, but I can ask corporate home office to send you an email directly.
Okay. Okay, then. All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize for the confusion, but I thank you for speaking with me here at XPO. You take care.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Bye.